Truth Radio bring you back.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blade. I melt down tracks that thrills and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars to throw, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. Dad, don't hold me back. I roll with crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rap. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all plain, streets all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your honor, couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you must can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You must know who I be. I be the truth when I speak, sell sessions free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth when I speak, sell sessions free. Ain't nothing changed with Steve. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm saying? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well, couple court cases from jail, couple 404 shells from hell, stuck on this mission, go home, my girl fussing him, won't you change your life, I'm thinking, won't I change my wife, ignorant, happen, like the rap shit, it's just another hustle, another way for to touch you, now they know the face that beams, now they see my face on screens, and I ain't even chased this dream, I feel sorry for those who did, y'all can't stop the ball, whether rock or raw, I'm slinging coke in a rock below. You know what block I'm on, block and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop your stand.
Hello everybody, welcome back to another edition of the Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, and I just drank about 2 liters of Pepsi, and I am fired up right now. That's why you're wondering why I'm already shouting. Usually doesn't happen until about halfway through the show. But we got some stuff to shout about right at the beginning, I'm telling you, because I'm pretty pissed off. I really am. This guys, this one, you know, this one should appall you. You know how sensitive I am when it comes to, you know, how our troops are abused, how they're mistreated, how they're disrespected, how they're basically used as guinea pigs, besides just the fact that they're used in these senseless wars that aren't really about defending us or defending freedom, and it's all about just putting the coin, you know, some more coin in the pocket of a few people, and, you know, more about, you know, land grabbing and stealing resources and everything else that comes along with that than it ever was about democracy. This is this new story that's coming out now that's really, it's really disturbing, all right? And a few of you people should be real pissed off when you hear this. I'm not happy about it, that's for damn sure. And that is this story coming out of Delaware, out of the Air Force Base in Delaware, that body parts of slain soldiers are being lost. Oh, no big deal, right? And this isn't just like this has happened, you know, once or twice. This is happening all the time. This has become a regular occurrence over there now. They have civilians that work in the morgue over there with some of the Air Force personnel, the Air Force doctors or, you know, whoever works in the morgue. The thing is, a lot of them have come out and, you know, they filed complaints now. They're not happy about it, and I wouldn't be happy about it. And, you know, they're losing limbs. They're losing ankle bones, skin, like, you know, chunks of skin. I couldn't get it off my tongue for a second. You know, how do you lose stuff like that? First of all, how do you lose something like that? Because these are our fallen heroes, and you have no respect for their body. You don't take extra, that shows that they don't take any extra care of anything. There's no extra precautions there, obviously, right? I mean, obviously not. They don't give a damn. They just, you know, go about their business, do whatever. They probably throw the shit around the friggin' around the room and play football with it. Now, you know, if you think that sounds absurd, what I just said, oh, wait till I tell you what I'm gonna tell you, okay? First, I'm gonna start off with the easy stuff. I'm gonna warm you up to it a little bit, all right? Now, they've lost things like ankle bones, like I told you. They've lost Ziploc baggies full of body parts, okay? Now, how do you lose a Ziploc baggie full of body parts? Something's not right here, okay? Now, I know that we've lost a lot of men, but it's not been like hundreds of thousands, so these guys aren't that busy where that can be an excuse. Now, when they're losing this stuff, guys, all right, you should hear what they're saying. You know, I didn't write it down. You know, I'm just kind of going off what I read earlier and off my head here. But they were using terms that kind of just like, you know, like things were, you know, improperly cataloged or, you know, like just basically watering it down and making it sound like it's no big deal. Like it's like a little clerical error. Okay. Now, if that's not bad enough and these guys not really showing any remorse about it, do you know what they did? Listen to this. In one Marine's case, okay, a Marine, you know, the best of the best, he didn't fit in the casket, okay, that they had for him. Now, rather than get a new casket, right, you know what they did? They sawed his arm off. They sawed his arm off, his whole arm bone, they sawed it off, and they shoved it down his pants and closed the casket. And that was his body. Gave it to his family like that. Closed casket. Now, I don't know how they got caught. I hope the family didn't have to see that. Imagine being the family and you see something like that. I mean, what would you do? I'd be absolutely irate, guys. Irate. Imagine you seeing that. Imagine your little brother or your son died in the war. And, you know, it's going to be a closed casket funeral, but, you know, you open it up because you need to see him. You want to give him a last hug or him or her or whatever. And you see this big bulging thing, like, down on their leg or in their pants or stuffed in their, you know, underwear. I mean, God knows what. And it's their arm? Their arm? That's how you respect the fallen? Now, this hasn't happened once. This hasn't happened twice. This hasn't even happened three times. It's happened a lot more than that. And as a matter of fact, the people that have come forward and gone to the Pentagon, they've gone to a few other places to complain about it, and they said that this is a regular occurrence, that they are losing body parts over there. Losing body parts over there. Like it's no big freaking deal. You know, they're dead anyways. Who cares, right? Why not? They just radiate them with DU weapons. They gas them. They'll do whatever, right? Why not just throw them? What are they, playing football with a hand? I mean, come on, man. And I'm not trying to make light of this. I'm really pissed off about this. This should make everybody furious. You guys wonder why I want to end the friggin' wars? Look at this. It's a friggin' joke to these people. It's a joke, okay? Well, how many have we lost? Like 5,000 in the last few wars here? And we're losing body parts? That's incomprehensible. I can't even understand how that could be. Even with a team of just like one guy working there, or two guys, I mean, how could they not keep up with their work? We're not even talking about, you know, one guy a day. And it is horrible, all the ones that died. I am not trying to downplay these guys. You know that. People that know me know that. I'm trying to say there is no excuse to these guys misplacing the body parts of our heroes, okay? So you know what happened to these guys? I'm going to tell you. The guy at the top, the general guy, let me see. Did I write his name down here? You know, I should have, and I don't think I did. Anyways, the general that was in charge of the base over there, right, basically, he's been relocated to the Pentagon. Oh, nice little cozy job behind the desk. And then the other two guys that, you know, have been implicated the most times in it, they have been relocated as well, reassigned. Nobody's been fired. Nobody's been suspended. Nobody's been reprimanded, as far as I know. Nothing publicly. And you know, these guys, you know, they probably got a job they like even better now. Now he's not touching dead bodies. Now you're sitting behind a desk. Imagine that. Imagine the level of disrespect it takes to do that. And there have been 14 sets of allegations now, okay? 14 sets. And, you know, if we're hearing about 14 sets, there's probably been a lot more. A lot more probably going to come out now that people are talking. And isn't 14 outrageous? Now, one time might be not, I don't even want to say acceptable because that's not acceptable. What if that was your family member? But, you know, one time of them losing a body part, you know, maybe that would be understandable. Maybe that could happen. But to have it happen on regular occurrence, these people are saying, and to have so far 14 different, you know, allegations filed against it, 14? How many friggin' body parts are they losing over there? And why? Is it a sick game? Is it something else? I mean, I don't know. I'm just finding this out today. Does it have another meaning? I mean, I don't think so. I don't think it has another meaning other than these guys are dip. You know, I don't want.
Hey, Bri, it makes you wonder real quick. Just to but
it does.
Makes you wonder if it's not. We know that there's a lot of satanic ritual stuff that goes on. You know, and we know a lot of these people, you know, use different body parts in these occult rituals. And, you know, maybe this is part of, you know, especially you get it from an army guy that died fighting your war. You know, maybe it has some meaning to it, or, you know, maybe
yeah.
It's being put in a soup, or who God knows.
Dude,
what,
I was just going to say that. Maybe it's like
yeah.
a hand stew. Seriously. Yeah, man, that makes a lot of sense, actually, because it makes me wonder. There's something going on here. Why are they missing so many body parts? Like, why? You know, the first thing that ran through my head, Justin, is, you know, maybe staging something and using those body parts, like, on the scene of a bomb going off on a bus or something. But what you're saying makes sense, too. I mean, it does. It could be anything. I mean, we don't know. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't. First, I'm hearing about it now.
Yeah, I just heard about it today.
It's insane. Now, you know what I would really love to find? I would really love to know their adrenal glands. Are those getting disposed of properly? Because we know that that these sick occultists will drink people's drink the fluid out of people's glands or eat the glands, and that's supposed to get, yeah.
Tell me a little about it. I don't really know. What's the adrenal gland?
Well, it's the I believe it's the one that it's a lot of times that's what they when they murder kids too, especially they get, that's why they scare the shit out of them first, because the more scared they get, the more adrenaline that rushes to it or whatever. So I believe it's what causes the adrenaline. I believe it causes adrenaline to occur. So it's actually like giving themselves more power. You know, so I mean, and there's a number, you know, there's a few glands like that.
Dude,
that
what's the matter with these people?
I know, seriously. And the Zionists too with the organ trade, because they won't use any pig parts or anything like that. So they you know, they're buying parts from America, from everywhere, from you know, from of organs, you know, or you know, there's a guy that got in trouble recently.
Yeah, I saw
in
that.
New York. Yeah. Yeah, sick people, dude.
Yeah, that is sick, man. Drinking juice out of people's glands and all this. I mean, come on, dude. But something's definitely going on, man. Something's not right. I think it could be a little bit of both, Justin. I really think they could be using it for that. And, you know, what better to use in a staged fake terrorism thing than some real body parts strewn out across the ground?
Bone chips and ankles, yep. Exactly.
You know what I mean, dude? Throwing that shit out there, throwing some hands out there, throwing a couple legs. And how disrespectful of it is to cut a guy's arm bone off and stuff it down his pants, dude, to stuff him in a casket?
Yeah, that disturbed me the most when you were telling that, because now here's an example of them just being too cheap to go, you know, and why not have an extra wide casket? You know, why not have a few of them in stock at these bases? You know, that should be something that you know, okay, all right, he doesn't fit in the one-size-fits-all marine container. Okay, have a little bit bigger one that, you know, a little wider guy could fit into.
No, but they take the cheap route out on the military. You know, on my other show earlier today, I was talking about this, and I was talking about, you know, how much it disturbs me that these guys can go over there and get their arms blown off, have all types of stuff happen to them where they're disabled in many different ways, sometimes physically, sometimes mentally, and eventually they're not taken care of over here. How can these guys not have free life care and the best doctors for life? I mean, it's just fake money. Can they just send some fake money their way? I mean, really, can the troops get the breaks that the senators and the congressmen get, where they get, like, free health insurance? And I'm not saying they don't have to be tax-free or nothing, but can they get, if anybody deserves free health insurance, and I'm not talking about, like, the mass health insurance that I have where, you know, they give you the worst doctor, you only get to pick from a couple, and this and that. I'm talking about good doctors, not the doctors that the professional athletes use, but maybe one step down. Can the veterans that got their legs blown off go to Boston and get some real care? I mean, seriously, dude, why can't we take care of them? Why? It doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? I don't understand it. And you know, we know why. I mean, me and you know why, because they don't give a damn about them. I mean, we know that. All they give a damn about is themselves. But we do know one thing. They give a damn about their image a little bit. I mean, they want to look like the good guy. So you figured that maybe they would do that to keep enrollment rates up and to keep people wanting to join.
Too.
You know? I mean, it would cost them nothing. Just give them free health. Who's it costing anything? Nothing. It's nothing.
You know what healthcare consists of for a returning GI? This is what they do, and I have a couple buddies of mine that I can attest to from seeing from them. Right after they were discharged, finally, they're sent to a psychiatrist right away, which rightfully so. But the psychiatrist, all they do is just they're there to give them whatever drugs they need to you know, subdue them, because they're all, they're all jacked up coming out of a war. So they give them, whether it's Xanax, Klonopin, and they give them, antidepressant drugs, and they give them other drugs to sleep. These people are walking around like zombies all day. And, they can't do it. Instead of getting some real help, real counseling, real whatever, like you said, it's just second rate. It's a lot cheaper to throw them some big pharma bullshit and hopefully they kill themselves so you don't have to pay them,
We talked about, oxymoronic terms before, and like I talked about the 9/11 truth movement, how oxymoronic of a term that is. How about antidepressants? They make you kill yourself.
Yeah.
How is that an antidepressant? And that's what they want. They want the soldiers to kill themselves after. They want to be done with them. They want all the loose ends tied up. You know what I'm saying? They don't want these guys talking. It's better for them. It really is. It's better for them if the soldiers come back here and die after. They're disposable to them. They're like the pawns in the chess game. They don't give a damn about them. They'll just put them right out on the front line and let them take them out. Just don't touch our bishops and our kings and our rooks,
Exactly.
Makes me mad, Justin. It really does, because I don't understand. Like, even before, like, I woke up and everything, like, I could never understand how you have troops that are fighting for healthcare and veterans clinics that are closing down, and these guys are like living on the street. Like, if you can take care of anybody, what else do you have to do for the country not even really for the good of the country, but for their interests? What else do you have to do for them to give a little back? I think the troops should have free health care and a free education. Now, if they qualify for, you'd have to qualify for a school, obviously, but if they qualify for any school, they should be able to go there for free if they served X amount of years in the service. They should. Not just a little bill that they have, or however, I don't know exactly how it works, Justin. How does it work? Do they get 4 years of college? Or, like, I'm talking, they should get a full education. They want to get their master's, everything.
Yeah.
You should get everything.
The GI Bill, I'm not sure exactly how it works anymore. I know that when my grandfather came home from World War II, he utilized that to go to air conditioning school and everything. But nowadays, I wouldn't be surprised if it was cut like everything else is,
Now, what do you think about this, the Occupy thing, where they're supposedly now they're going to march to Washington, D.C.? I think what you're going to see, maybe you'll see a lot of the controlled people, call it quits for a little bit, because I don't think they're going to be taking the hike. I don't see the actors taking the stroll. I think maybe you'll weed out a lot of the bad ones, actually. What do you think?
Well, what I think is just like anything else. They're going to drive down there.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything else, or fly down there or whatever, and you're still gonna have and here's the thing, you're gonna have regular people maybe marching, and they may be getting paid just in general, because like I said, that Craigslist thing that was offering money for it, and here's the thing, right now these things have been going on for almost 2 months now, so they pretty much know. I'm sure their general assemblies are pretty much set with what direction they're going in. So at this point, it's not like someone could just step in and drastically change it. And I don't know. I fear for the worst with this thing. I really do.
No, I do. Now they're pushing for, now when I first heard this idea I'm about to talk about, I thought it was a good idea a long time ago. And this wasn't associated with the whole Occupy movement. This was just for regular people. And that's, they're telling people to occupy the foreclosed homes. Now, a while ago, I thought that was a great idea. Screw the banks. They did everything. You got manipulated into a corner. Everybody lost their house. Don't feel like a scumbag. If you can stay in a foreclosed home for an extra year, stay there. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? You know what I mean? If you're just screwing the bank and not screwing over an actual landlord, like, a regular guy that bought the house, I mean, if it's a house that you bought, screw it. But now when they're tying it into this Occupy movement, it's like, That's really asking for the police state. What's going to happen when these people start taking up in houses and neighborhoods, dude? The cops are going to end up shooting people behind closed doors. I'm telling you. That's what they're asking for. They're asking for people to go in these houses, and the cops are going to, you know, act like they, you know, their neighborhoods are being infiltrated, and they're going to go boot doors down, and they're going to Bill Cooper somebody's ass. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And you know what? It would fit in, too, because they want violence. They want, you know, they're waiting for a death to happen at one of these things, because, you know, for someone to die from police brutality, because that's just going to make everybody go that much harder and get that much more into it. And, you know, the people that are there, they believe in it. And I think some of them, you know, I can't say, you know, I blame them if they were there from day one and they're really, you know, they feel like they helped, but... honestly, the ones that are, if any of them think like me or you at all or the rest of us here, you know, they're going to see through the facade and say, well, hey, you know, I think that, you know, this is co-opted or whatever, and I think that it's just turned into a movement going nowhere now. It's just marginalized the Ron Paulers, the Occupy, the Tea Party. That's the three controlled movements you have now.
Yeah, and here's one thing that people should take notice of, right? People want to talk about how fast the 9/11 Truth Movement went up. Look at this thing.
Yep.
I mean, there's got to be absolute government assistance and you know, support with this. How does it get to be so big in so many cities all over the world? It sounds more like a CIA operation than a movement to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
It definitely does. This was a huge psyop. This was planned just to mark, you know, because they had a bunch of people that are pissed off but don't know who to direct it at. So let's just, hey, direct it at the banks, direct it at, you know, this started over a year ago. They were planning on doing this. Like, we had that movie Matt Damon made called Inside Job, where it just...
Yep.
You know, it blamed Freddie and Fannie and Goldman Sachs. Now, never know, I do want to say they are crooks. However, it's the government that lets them do it.
Yeah.
You know,
let them fly with no, they regulate themselves pretty much.
Right. Exactly.
It's ridiculous. You know, I wanted to get your opinion on something. Now, we both know that, you know, for the last 10 years, the government's been setting up another internet infrastructure. We both know that, you know, they want to, put it through. They want to have a kill switch. They want to be able to track everybody with a government ID. You'll have to log in, so that'll basically kill freedom of speech, because everything you say can come back to you. These aren't rumors, people. I mean, they've been building this for a while. Now, with the little test that they're running, I feel that is really to shut down all the systems at once and reboot them with some sort of new code installed where they can have a kill switch on all systems at once. And I feel like it's the next step into getting that Internet 2 ready to roll out. And, you know, not only that, this ties into a current thing that I want to talk about is, I know, as well as you, as well as many of our listeners, that Anonymous, you know, is probably here to hype up all this hacking, to help get that new Internet rolled out. Because what they're going to do is they hack all these companies that people use a lot, like MasterCard and stuff like that, so it affects a lot of people personally, like they think it does. They're like, oh, they could have hacked my account. So they're going to be, you know, basically begging for the Internet regulations. And here's what the big one is. And I've always been thinking, what's the big one? Now they're talking about hacking the election. Now, the election, as we know, is already fixed anyway. So they're basically talking about fixing, like, a WWE match. I mean, it's already fixed. You know what I mean? But I think it's going to come at this angle. They're going to fake like they hacked the election. It's going to get all the sheep up in arms, totally up in arms. How could you do that to our election? They're going to beg for the new Internet. And what they're going to do, just like they blackball them supposedly in the media, they're going to act like Ron Paul got screwed. So now all these Ron Paul supporters are going to even beg for the new Internet regulations. And they're going to have almost everybody except for the smart ones begging for it. They're going to be begging for it. What do you think? Yeah, no, do you think I'm reading too much into this?
No, that's actually a hell of an outcome. And that actually ties in with most of what I think about in the end. So my opinion is that the Anonymous is going to in at some point or the other. Now that just makes it all fall into one. But Anonymous was going to try to take down something, whether it be Facebook or something, which would piss off all the regular sheeple as well.
Yeah.
And which would be a stupid move, because how are these people all talking to each other? But
yeah, exactly.
Through social media.
Would it make any sense?
Right. But then my other theory is that Ron Paul next year is going to get the Republican nomination, and he's going to have the lead among all the polls. You know, he's going to be like 6 points ahead, 7 points ahead. He's going to be pretty far ahead.
Yeah, and then they're going to screw him with this whole hacking thing, huh? That's how it's tying in.
Yep, they're whether it's anonymous or whether it's just the government that does it openly. The government may do it openly, and like we know they stole the election in Florida, just to make everybody go up in arms and riot. Could you imagine the riots if they handed it to Obama when 60% of the country wanted anyone else and 40% really wanted Ron Paul?
I think it would be more to their advantage, though, not to do it openly, blame it on anonymous, because what that does is that takes all the people in the so-called truth movement or truth community, and it makes another divide amongst them. You know what I mean?
True.
It drives another spike right in a group of people and tries to separate everybody.
But the real quick thing, though, is you know what? They don't really need to marginalize the truth movement anymore, though. It's already, you know?
Yeah.
You know, as far as the Ron Paul thing goes, yes. That now, watch next year by this time. Right now, I saw an article today about how Ron Paul was like, they weren't reporting on him or whatever for, you know, they're saying how he's, you know, he's won all these straw polls, but he really has no chance, and it's just, you know, a bunch of bullshit type thing. You know, it was just a hit piece on him, whatever. Now, I looked at the comments. Every single comment was saying Ron Paul 2012 and threatening the author, and you know these people are fired up, and so is everybody else when they realize whether they like Ron Paul or not that he's the only option besides Obama. They're going to be pissed off, you know. So I mean, this is going to drive a spike right in the middle of the country, you know, and it's going to be involved with the so-called idiots in the truth movement that support someone that doesn't support 9/11 truth.
It's unbelievable. It really is, man. It really is, you know, everybody. You guys got to know that. This guy mocks 9/11 truth almost. I mean, he doesn't support it at all. You know, I used to think it's because he was laying in the cut and he thought it would hurt his campaign, but I'm starting to see through it. And here's the thing with Ron Paul you guys need to know without, you know, talking about going deep into the background and all of that. I mean, just on the surface, right? If you ever hear the tale of the scorpion and the turtle, there's a scorpion and a turtle, and they need to get across the lake. The scorpion does, and he says to the turtle, you know, can you put me on your back and take me across the lake? And the turtle says, no, you know, I can't swim you across the lake because you'll end up stinging me and I'll die. And he says, no, I promise I won't sting you. Just give me a ride, you know, blah, 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 blah. So the turtle, being the nice guy that he is, puts the scorpion on his back. He swims all the way over to the other side of the lake. And then when he gets there, the scorpion stings him. And as the turtle's about to die, he says, why did you sting me? And the scorpion says, well, I'm a scorpion, man. That's what I do. And that's like with the politician. He's still a politician. If you think that this guy is not bought off and paid for and he's just going to change everything, guys, this whole thing is a psyop. It really is. It's a psyop just like the Obama thing was. It's just it's targeting another group of people. It's targeting all the so-called libertarians or Tea Partiers or Truth Movement or whatever you call the group of people that, you know, pay attention to the alternatives, you know, side of news and everything. They put Ron Paul in there, and what does that do, guys? It basically buys them another 4 years to fuck around. Right? Because you're going to be like, oh, give a good old Ronnie a chance. Ronnie's trying to change things. Just give him a chance. Yada, 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 yada. Meanwhile, he hasn't come out for 9/11. You don't know his true intentions with ending the Fed. You don't know if that's just to knock it down and get it out of the way for you know, central controlling bank that's just going to take control of this country like the rest of the world. You don't know who's really. I'm real intrigued about Justin, about who's, you know, calling the shots behind NATO, you know, and this whole thing with the Vatican coming out and calling for a World Bank. And I already had some suspicions that, you know, they were probably behind a lot of it, maybe not just the Rothschilds. And what do you think about that? Because you've been researching this stuff a long, 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 long time. Not me.
My opinion, though, is NATO is more of like a bottom of the line, or, you know, they're like the UN type thing. So my opinion is these groups are getting their. They're getting their stuff from mostly the roundtable groups, which is the CFR and the Trilateral, the Bilderbergs, you know, the ones that everybody talks about.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is they're getting their information from the higher sources, whether it be, you know, whether it be the Jesuits, whether it be the Rothschilds, whether it be, you know, it's very hard to tell once you get near the top how that power structure really goes and who has final say of what, and is it compartmentalized or not. But, you know, it's, as far as that goes, you know, NATO is getting their bidding at Bilderberg, but it's being just relayed to them through somebody that can show their face. You know, the real people, we don't know who they are. They don't have, you know, there's really no face to them. As far as, like, the Black Pope, Adolfo Nicholas, I even think he's got someone behind him. And, you know, we also hear about this Council of 13 that supposedly makes all decisions. So, I mean, we've heard a lot of different people talk about that, but they've never really been named. So.
Yeah. Now, I was just kind of thinking, you know, I was, you know, having these thoughts a few weeks ago that, you know, maybe, you know, because, you know, the stuff that we've seen on Rothschild, David the Rothschild, and he might be an actor. And I just started to think that, you know, maybe, you know, and I know a lot of people research it, and they're definitely a real family, but I'm kind of thinking that a lot of the banks might be more, you know, like, Vatican-controlled than the Rothschild-controlled, and they're more just the face of it. And
Then
just a few days after I'm telling my buddy about this, you know, the Vatican comes out, and the Pope comes out, and he calls for a World Bank. And I'm like, look, there you go, buddy. I was just telling you about this. Why would he be calling for a World Bank? Because they're making money off it. It is his bank. Now, I don't know that for a fact, and I know a lot of people have been doing it a lot longer than I have. And, you know, I might be wrong, but I just don't think that it's all the Rothschilds. I think they're more of a face that they kind of want to put out there.
Yeah.
If they were really this super, super, super elite family, you wouldn't keep hearing about them. They wouldn't be doing interviews, okay? I mean, really. Would this guy really have done an interview? No, he wouldn't have. He wouldn't have. I don't know. I just think it's the perfect cover for the Vatican. For the Vatican to still have their hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I think that I still believe that no matter, you know, I've gotten into it with a couple of people, and they've even presented good research on the information saying that that the Vatican wasn't. This is some a couple of people said that. Eustace Mullins, you know, according to his writings and Ezra Pound, that supposedly the Vatican was in control until 1819 or 1832 or somewhere between there, when Pope Pio, I believe, or Padre Pio, supposedly took loans from the Rothschilds. But I see that as just being a sweetheart deal. It's the same thing.
Yeah, well, maybe the other way around.
Exactly. And my opinion is the Rothschilds are the Vatican's authorized bankers. That's my opinion about that. And they're the face of them, and that way the Vatican never has to get its hands dirty, and they have all this, anti-Zionist, anti-Semitic, Holocaust stuff to throw around at anybody who talks about the Rothschilds, where you don't have that with the Vatican.
The Vatican's
known as a bunch of kiddie diddlers, you know?
And you got to think, right? And all the stuff we've been talking about with, like, the Truth Movement and Alex Jones and the Jesuits and the Knights of Malta and the Vatican and S.H.I.E.L.D. and all that stuff, well, it makes perfect sense. If they're the ones that are running stuff, why he's shielding them? Because they're the ones that are really in charge. Everybody's shielding them. Alex Jones is shielding them. They're shielding themselves behind the Rothschilds. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel, you know, and I haven't, you know,
no,
I agree.
I think there's probably some other families in the cut too that we don't know of. I mean, you know, and here's the deal: the Bushes, as powerful as they are, you know, they are married into one of the elite bloodlines. They are a bloodline, they come from a couple bloodlines. But you know, they're not like. You know, they're not like original family members like an Astor would be or a Bundy, a Rockefeller type thing, you know. So, I mean, they married into this and they got in by the Harrimans, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just, I think the Crowley thing is what makes them, what you know, so special or whatever. But, I don't know, it's really a deep issue. And I've never heard, you know, every researcher is going to have his own opinion about who's at the top of that chain, but I don't know. I do think all roads lead to Rome. Still, you look at the Freemasons, the Knights Templar. You know, the Knights Templar is that. You know, it just makes a lot of sense. They have all the stuff stolen from Solomon's Temple. You know, all the technology and whatnot.
Yeah, and how they just basically took everything and renamed it, like the senators became bishops, and, you know, this and that became the archdiocese, and, that, you know, when they supposedly broke up, they basically just renamed everything and became, yeah. You know, the Roman Empire became the Roman Catholic Church, and, you know, all this stuff.
Right.
I think they're really good at what they do. I think they're really good at hiding it, and I think they are at the top. I really do. Yeah, I mean, I love when you post stuff about it, because I know that you know what you're talking about, so I always read your Facebook stuff when you post it. That's why I sent one of my buddies your way. I was like, oh, yeah, make sure you add this kid.
Yeah.
Because you always post good stuff, for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's something I need to learn more about, you know? It's something you don't really get right away when you start waking up, you know?
Exactly. It's something it takes a while. I mean, you know, as fast as you learn, you know, you'll get through it quick after, you know, a couple. Dude, have you watched The Arrivals yet?
No. Arrivals, like arriving at an airport? Arrivals?
Yes, The Arrivals. Yes, it's a long series. I believe it's still on YouTube. That's a really good series for a lot of this stuff. A lot of this, you know, just stuff like, and then you can maybe, you know, see the names in there, and then you go and track them down. And a lot of them, too, just over the years, people have came to me and said, you know, what's, have you looked into, you know, they'll say, like, have you looked into Propaganda Do, which is, you know, one of the Italian Freemason lodges that was supposedly disbanded, but now it's supposedly Propaganda 5 or whatever. But regardless, they were the subsidiary between the Mafia and the Vatican. You know, they were the middle group.
Yeah.
That was, you know, and the Knights of Malta as well were controlling the Mafia. A lot of top mobsters were Knights of Malta. You know, and I mean, and supposedly the Bushes are Knights of Malta. It's all, you know, it makes sense that it all goes back to that point.
Yeah, it does. It does, especially the way they never get brought up in the press or the alternative press ever.
Right.
I mean, they
right.
never talk about it ever. I mean, we've gone down this road many times and talked about it. I mean, they just totally whitewash everything to do with the Vatican. And why is that? Just because they're really religious people? No. There's got to be another reason. And it's because they're the ones that are really in charge. Just like why they never talk about the media fakery on 9/11, because the media is the ones that really did it. That's why they never talk about the Vatican when it comes to this other stuff, because they're really the ones doing a lot of it.
Exactly.
They do a hell of a job at hiding it. They really do. They really hide behind that church, boy.
Yep. It's insane. You know, and here's the thing, too. Now we have almost every American knows about Odessa, which happened, you know, in Paperclip. But yet they still don't see the similarities. Like, you know, in the fact that the now current Pope was a Nazi. You know, and what you were mentioning earlier about all the pontiffs and, you know, just getting a new name from the Roman Empire, that's the white nobility. And then you have the black nobility, which is the other side of it. And it's supposedly the ones that have the, you know, which is the black pope and the Jesuit generals, you know, and all this stuff. So, I mean, it's two different, you know, one presents itself as this lily white thing, and then this other one is this, you know, and I think they're both into it. I think they're both into it up their necks, and I think the black nobility might have a little bit more pull, but
yeah.
Either way, they all live in Vatican City, so
yeah. You know, we're gonna go a little off topic here, me and you, right now. We don't usually talk about sports. I kind of want to talk about the Penn State thing a little bit. This is going to be a big mess. I think this is going to be like the whole church thing was up in here in Boston with the archdiocese and everything. I think so many kids are going to start coming out. They've already got like 20 kids, Justin, that have come out about you know, being molested.
Huh?
Yeah, about being molested out there. And I guess Paterno is going to retire now.
Yep.
He is going to coach this week, I guess. I don't know how that's going to go over.
Now, Joe Pa, here's a guy, Joe Paterno, that has, you know, he's 80-something years old. This guy, you would think he would die on the sideline before he would retire. Mm-hmm. You know, this is obviously shooken up the whole thing. Pennsylvania is known for having a occult
pedophilia.
Everything it's all that stuff. You know, occult, satanic ritual abuse, witchcraft. All this stuff has been going on, and you know, it happens in a lot of states, but some more than others. And then again, too, I know, you know, Penn State is a state college, but
all around there, there's I think two or three Jesuit colleges right in the heart of you know, Pennsylvania as well, like Loyola and Drexel. You know, there's a few of them, and it just it makes you wonder, you know, if this is anything organized or if it's just an actual just lone pedophile.
I don't think it's a lone pedophile. I think this is. They said he's been doing this since the 70s too. He's at least been running this program since the 70s with the kids. Man, he's been buying the kids, you know, clothes and food and all types of stuff, you know, buttering them up, telling them they're going to get to play at Penn State someday, and then he's friggin' touching them in the shower. I mean, that's so disgusting. And, yeah. You know, Joe Pa looking the other way, well, what did he do? Did he tell the AD, but he never told the police? Is that what the story is?
I'm not sure to tell you the truth.
I think it is.
Sure.
I think the deal is he told the AD, athletic director, but he didn't tell the police, and then the, you know, nothing was really done, and the guy continued. What's that guy's name again? Sandusky?
Yeah, Jerry Sandusky.
Sandusky continued to work in the locker room, to do the things that he was doing, and Joe Pa must have known it was still going on, and he never stepped up and went to the police. Now, I understand, you know, he's not guilty of the crime himself, you know, and I understand about maybe looking the other way on some things. I mean, geez, you know, if one of my students or one of my employees, maybe he was, you know, smoking a joint in his house, maybe I'd look the other way. I wouldn't say anything.
But when
kids are getting molested in the locker room, you have a responsibility as a human being to do something. I mean, you do, especially as a father type figure, which is obviously what a head football coach is, especially one that's been there 40 years. The guy has tons of clout, obviously. Why isn't he putting his foot down? Why didn't he get this guy the F out of there if the AD didn't do it? I mean, I know he's 84 years old, but if Joe Pa at Penn State is telling you to go, I pretty much think you got to go if you're part of the football program, especially.
Yeah, as far as Penn State goes, Joe Paterno could probably get rid of the before this, Joe Paterno could have probably said he didn't like the dean, and the dean would have got replaced.
Yeah, exactly. Now they're all going to get replaced, all of them.
Yep.
The president, the AD, the coach. You know, this guy Sandusky, obviously, you know, we hope he does a lot of time. I mean, I hope he does a lot of time. I don't think pedophiles do nearly enough time. You guys know I'm against the way the jail system is and how we are a huge police state and we have the biggest prison population by far and how all the sentences are way too long. But for pedophiles, they're way too short, all right? Right now, you know, my best friend's in jail right now going on the 11th year, okay, for a drug charge, a couple drug charges. But, you know, and you got these diddlers that get out in 2 to 3 years, and they ruin kids' lives. They ruin their lives. They don't just have sex with them and ruin their lives for a couple years. These kids have social issues after, guys. They can't even go to, like, baseball practice and hang out with other kids. They're so shook up from it. They have, like, they put a wall up around for other people. And what does that lead to? That leads to depression. That leads to drugs. Right. That leads to alcohol. And I'm not trying to just, you know, make, you know, like, use it as an excuse. I mean, it really does. It does.
So what it does is it's creating an alter in these kids and you know, an alter personality where they can't, you know, they leave it all in that box. And then, you know, whenever they have to deal with it, you're right. And what happens is pedophiles turn the next generation into, you know, when the more that likely someone was abused, the more likely they're going to do it in their lifetime when it happens to them, because it fucks them up. It really does. It screws them up bad.
It's really sad, man. And there's already 20 kids, Justin. I mean, how many do you think are going to come out? I mean, this has been going on, like we said, since the 70s, all right? I was born in the 70s. You were born in the 70s. I mean, this was a long time ago.
81. But yeah.
Oh, same thing, 81. Yeah. I thought you were like my age. I'm an old man. I'm the old man in the group here.
No, I'm 30. I turned 30 in June, so...
I mean, that's a long time ago. I mean, they're going to be coming out of the woodwork, because now that a few of them talk, it makes the other ones, you know, a little more comfortable with coming out and talking about it, because they know they're not alone anymore. They know they're not the only ones. And even though, you know, we know that they did it, some of them, you know, they have a thing where they feel that maybe even they did something wrong.
Right. Well, you know, that was the same thing. If you looked at it, too, in hockey and in Canada, the same thing. There was a famous coach of, you know, junior hockey, which is in Canada is huge. Kids go there and they live there from when they're 14 to 17 years old, the kids that have a shot at making the NHL. And there was one guy that actually had He molested two NHL players, and never mind how many others that had gone unnoticed. And one of them ended up testifying. One of them wrote a book. One of them was an all-star. I forget who it was. You can just type in NHL player got molested, and I'm sure it'll show up. But you know who it was, actually? It was Theo Fleury.
I've heard of him. I mean, I'm not a big hockey guy, but I know who he is.
Right. Well, actually, Theo Fleury, I had my own personal situation with him. I was at Mohegan Sun rolling the dice one night, and I won him $60,000. He was there with probably some hooker or whatever.
Really?
I won him 50 or 60 G's. He threw the dealer $2,000. Didn't give me you gots, but regardless, it was still, I was like almost wanted to roll him in the parking lot. But anyway, to make a long story short, I came out a couple of years later. He had had a lot of drug problems and everything else, and this is the reason why. You know, he was molested during his time in juniors, living at a coach's house or whatever.
That whole thing that happened over here in Boston with the Archdiocese and all the kids. I'm not going to tell everybody where I live, but in the city I live in, I'm pretty close to Boston. I'm like 20 minutes away, and it was big in my city. I mean, it was big. There's a few Catholic private schools in our city, and there were a lot of kids that got molested. I mean, a lot. People that we knew. None of my personal friends, but, friends of friends, cousins' friends, and they were my age, too. And unfortunately, I never went to a Catholic school or anything like that. Right. There was a real lot of them, Justin. I mean, there was, I don't know if it was 20 or 30, but there was a lot of people from my city that ended up suing. And, I mean, no money's ever going to fix that.
No, we had the same thing here too. We had the same thing here. Obviously, Boston was a much bigger, but the same thing here, and it was all because the same was the Archdiocese in New York and Boston were both switching these guys all pedophiles to new parishes
back
or
and forth, right? They were bouncing back and forth.
Yep,
they molest kids here and then they bounce them over there, and that's another reason too. When I look at all this stuff. And we're talking about the Vatican. I mean, it makes me think that they are in control. Because look how easy these guys got off. They didn't even go to jail. They just got bounced around.
Well, the one guy from Boston.
Gagan.
He ended up getting killed, didn't he?
Yeah, Gagan. I he was like the patsy of the thing.
right.
He was just the fall guy. Yeah, he got killed. And dang, real happy for that, too. I'll tell you right now. I don't care.
Blanket parties all day for pedos,
Now, if these guys are going to do a life stint or 20 years, I wouldn't be happy because I'd want them to suffer. But these MFs are walking out in a couple years. And like I said, dude, my best friend's doing 11 years on a coke charge. And, yeah, I mean, it's a horrible thing. But you know what? The government flies it in here. All right? The banks launder the money. The same banks own the prisons privately, most of them.
Yep,
and if they have the same people, the same banks lobby for longer prison sentences so they can make more money while they keep you in there, and nothing ever happens to them.
Exactly.
It's so screwed up, dude. The drug sentences in this country are absolutely absurd. I mean, they are. I understand there's laws, and if you break a law, you got to go to jail. I understand. I get it. There has to be laws. The society would be crazy. Right. But the length of the drug sentences is absolutely it's four times what it should be.
Right. Well, I have friends, check this out too, that they've gotten in fist fights, and I know I have friends in there doing. I got a friend doing life for drugs but he was distributing a large amount of coke. But I mean, but regardless, I have friends though that have done 5 or 6 years for an assault case, where nobody died, nothing, the person got hurt, but they not life threatening or anything like that, just because. A weapon, which I don't agree with. I don't agree with hitting anybody with a weapon. I think if you're going to fight someone, use your hands. And a couple of these people were just using their hands.
Yeah.
But, one case, 8 of my friends went away. And
wow.
Three of them got like 1.5 years. The rest of them got 4. 2 of them got 6, depending on what they had in their past. And then, like you said, these kiddie deadlers get off with, 2 years, and they do it in a it's some bitch ass prison in protective custody.
Yeah, it's like vacation.
Yep.
It really is like country club to them, and I mean, really, it's really really warped. I mean, it's really like that. Like Justin said, it's like 2 years. These guys will really rape a bunch of little boys and do two effing years. Now, without even talking about the drug charges being too long, let's talk about this being too short. How do you rape a bunch of little boys and ruin them for the rest of their lives? And God bless the ones that can recover, but really, a lot of them never fully recover from that. There's so many things emotionally that they just can't get over, and I don't know if I could either if that happened to me. And to give these people 2 years, it's like spitting in the face of these kids and their parents. Like, you know what? Screw your kid. This guy's going to be out in 2 years, and he's going to rape your kid again.
Yeah.
I mean, well, seriously.
You know, it was crazy about that, talking about the whole thing with the Catholic churches. I had two guys. Guess where I met them, of all places? Now, obviously, I've told you guys about, I've had my own drug problems, whatever. I met them in rehab, and they told me the same situation. They were in, these guys are 35, 40 years old, and will never be the same because, you know, because of what happened to them at 13 years old or whatever. It's sick.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. They ruins their lives. That was all on that. But yeah.
Yeah, it ruins their lives, and they think, you know. And this is so, I feel so sad for them. I really do, man. You know, I almost want to cry talking about it. I feel so sad because they feel like they did something wrong. Like they were supposed to be able to stop all this. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're a little kid. There's nothing you can do. Oh man, and if I was these kids' fathers, these fucking priests, man, I'm telling you, dude, I just, that's why I can't buy into all this religion stuff when you got priests raping boys. I mean, how does it even make sense then at that point? You know what I mean? If they're so all almighty and holy, I mean, how are they raping boys? I mean, I just can't.
Well, the thing is, though, is I mean, you know, and I'm not the most religious person. I do have, you know, some beliefs or whatever, but the Catholic Church is totally an abomination to organized religion in the first place, in my opinion. And it's not just the Catholics. If you look at, like, the Baptists and the
evangelicals,
you know, they're just as fucked up. And if you look at it, it's because, you know, these places are all programmed to be like this. They're all working on brainwashing programs to fit agendas.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good people in it, and there's some people that really are good, you know, whole loving religious people, and that they can see through the BS, and they get their religion out of it, and they feel wholesome from it, and they don't get too brainwashed. But, you know, 95% of them are totally brainwashed by the church. I mean, you talk about the TV. The church is right next to TV as far as brainwashing tools of all time, right? I mean, it's right there. Maybe worse. It's been around forever.
Yep.
Religion's been used for everything. I mean, wars, everything.
Yep. Have you ever seen the book of Eli?
I started to watch it, but I had a bad copy. It was bootleg, and that movie's already a little dark. My bootleg, I really couldn't see anything, so I have to get it again. Do you have a rare file you can send me or something?
No, I don't, but it's all over the place.
I'll get it. I'll grab it.
So, I mean, the whole movie, I won't give the ending out, but the whole movie is pretty much about Denzel Washington is making his way across the country with a Bible in a post-apocalyptic world, and the Bible means that much power that all these people try killing him for it because of what they can do with it, you know. And it just goes to show, I mean, here's a book to give you for good or evil. Right.
Wow.
But it held that much power that these people all wanted it because, you know, they can control populations with it. One guy that held like a city of people said, you know, I can unite everybody with this book because, you know, he planned to use it for evil. You know, and that just shows all this stuff. If you flip it whatever way you want, you know, you can, you know, it's hard to say what they were saying back 2,000 years ago, you know. So, I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what? We went a little bit past, and I don't even know if Bo's up, but I do got to go give a friend a ride that I promised I'd give him a ride at 11. So, you know, I really want to thank you for coming on. I mean, it's a great show every time you come on. I'm going to try and come in a few nights early this week and help you out a little, too. You got a last word? Anything you want to say before we go, buddy?
No, man. I pretty much just, you know, everything we were talking about, you know, it's really, you know, you know, I don't know. Like Brian said, we got to start with these stiffer penalties for people like that. But, you know, the first things first, let's stop these people that are, you know, slinging a 50 bag of coke from going away for 20 years. Look at the economy right now. You know, people are forced to do this stuff. But I mean, you know, and I'm not saying they're forced to, but there's no jobs. It's just bad.
There's so many worse things they could be doing, like assault. You know, doing things bad to other people. They're just trying to survive,
exactly.
man. I mean, if they're selling crack to your kid, that's one thing. But, I mean, to put somebody away for 10 years, it's just trying to eat, man. They're just trying to eat. Yep. This economy sucks. You guys did this to us. You know, they did this to us on purpose. And now they're going to lock us up. And it's a joke that people think we're free. We're the biggest prison state in the world, biggest police state. We have a 25% of the world's prison population, only like 5% of the people. I mean, that's just absurd. But, you know, that's another. Go ahead, go ahead. What are you going to say?
No, and they call China, China bad. You know, they make us think that China and all these other countries are so bad. Yeah. It is. It really is. Propaganda at its work.
Yeah, and it works. The nations of the borders really, really do divide people so much. Like, people don't really realize what's going on in the rest of the world. They can really say this about Iran, say this about China, this about Libya, and everybody just believes it, you know? You would think with the internet, it would change it a lot, and it changes it to some people. But I think it's really just the people like us that are looking, the regular people, they just still don't look at that information, and it kind of drives me nuts. People just like to be fooled. That's the thing that drives me crazy, is that people don't mind being lied to, because that's the one thing that keeps me going. I can't stand being lied to, especially about all these important things that have happened. But, all right, buddy. Thanks a lot for coming on. Guys, we're going to wrap it up. I'll be back tomorrow night, same time, 10 o'clock. Justin, you'll be on tomorrow at 9?
Yes, sir.
9 o'clock at Eastern with Justin, Usage Leaders. 10 o'clock with me with the wake-up call. I want to thank Truth War again for running the back lines. He's always running the back line. He's the man back there. Thanks again, Truth War. You guys have been listening to the wake-up call with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, Truth War. We're out.
Peace.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, because you know I'm known to melt a wire, too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blade. I melt down tracks, that thrills and slaves. Hit the studio, jars to throw, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. Dad, don't hold me back. I roll with crack. Y'all cats told Mac to rap. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all claim, streets all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit at the same. Why you must can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit at the speed? Yeah. Truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You must know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, they'll set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. What I speak, they'll set you free. Ain't nothing changed with me. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well. Couple court cases from jail. Couple 4-4 shells from hell. Stuck on this mission. Go home. My girl fussing him. Won't you change your life? I'm thinking. Won't I change my wife? Ignorant. Happen like the rap shit. It's just another hustle, another way for to touch you. Now they know the face that beams. Now they see my face on screens, and I ain't even chased this dream. I feel sorry for those who did. Y'all can't stop the war, whether rock or raw. I'm slinging coke in a rock below. You know what blocks I'm on, block and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop, Lord stab this wrong. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Just know who I be the truth. What I speak, they'll set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. What I speak, they'll set you free. Black Friday management and rock the label. And I still hit you with shots as fatal. That can't save you. I had a job. Open you up from chest to navel. See my face on cable and have flashbacks of that cold table in them. I dare you. I'm that that'll come and pour salt in your wound. At the hospital, by the cop guard in your room. You got to see what I've seen. Look where I've looked. Touch what I've reached. To take what I've took. You got to go where I've gone. Walk where I've walked. To get where I'm at. To speak what I talk. You got to lay where I've laid. Stay where I stay, play where I play, to make what I made. You got to move what I move, use what I use, use tools I use fools I use. The truth. Every time I step in the room, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth.
who I be. I be the truth when I speak, so let you free. The truth, every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth, know who I be. I be the truth when I speak, so let you free.
InformedRadio.com.